did you get the 7500 and the 7900? Did you get both of those antennas?
Yeah, and just for now, just toss on the truck and sit around here and chat at you. I put the longer one together. I'll tune that up first, and then I'll throw the shorter one on there and see where that is, you know, with the SWR, et cetera. You know, when I'm going down the road, of course, I'll run that shorter little bugger.
Now that long one, I mean, the Chinese ones are weak compared to the real diamonds, but the longer one's good for, you know, about 55, 60 miles an hour, but it'll hit a tree. It'll hit a tree a lot easier, but I had the one in the back of the car just in case, and we worked into this machine right here from Tawas. I talked to Eric over there, the other side of Armada, over by towards Port Huron, into the Lapeer machine, but I was talking across the bay from Tawas.
Yeah, that's awesome. I had that doctor appointment, so all I was able to do earlier was hunt all this stuff down and pile it up on the table and then head out to that chiropractor. But yeah, now I'll get this stuff going tomorrow for sure, you know. And I figure with that long antenna, I'm going to be here a lot at home. And I can just sit there with the dog in the other seat because he loves being in the truck and just sit there and chat with that, you know, antenna on the truck. And then, of course, when I'm going to be going down the road so much, I'll put that short one on just so I don't destroy the long one.
Yeah, I use those when I get to my destination, that big long one. And then I'm not afraid to drive around local with it, you know. But if I get going down real squirrely stuff down trails, I fold it right down, don't even bother using it.